स्क्रीन बिगर माता जी।
ओके माता जी, दिन कृष्ण कम सिटी। Thank you all so much for joining. And as Mataji said, today is very, very auspicious day. And we have discussed those past things just yesterday. So we can meditate on that. And today from Kokila, we will go from Kokila 1 to Sesha Sai. But before we go, let's do our prayers. So let's pray to Srimati Radharani, Shri Krishna, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shri Nityananda Prabhu, and all the Srila Prabhupada and all the Guru Vargas and all the assembled devotees, so that we'll be able to do our parikrama successfully. Thank you. So we know Kokila means cuckoo bird, right? So the forest is named after cuckoo bird. Let's see why. This is the map for today. Yeah, we'll start at Kokila 1 and then we'll go to Badi Baten, Choti Baten, then Charan Pahadi. Then from there, this is our path. We'll see this village here and then we will go to Kshirasagar Kund and Seshasai. Actually, these pastimes are, these places are not very well visited, I mean, well known, but very, very beautiful pastimes and very beautiful temples. So Kokila, what happened was, once Krishna went to this forest and he was trying to make these sing like Kokila, like the sounds the birds make, right? Nice, coo, coo, like that. So he was trying to make those sounds. And and the birds were reciprocating. He was saying the sound and the birds were singing back. Then this sound went all the way to Yavat and then the gopis were there, right? So these gopis wanted to go there. Then Vishakha Sakhi, she will slowly peek into the room of Jatila and she will take the permission. Like, can we all go? Can Radharani also come? Can we all go and see those cuckoo birds? We hear a lot of sounds. Then Jatila says, okay, go take Radharani and all of you go. Then they all will go to this this place, because in the Krishna entered this one and he was singing like Kokila. This came to be known as Kokila one. And they came here and they met Krishna and they had their sweet pastimes. So then in this place there is a lake also, we will see, and so many trees, and the trees have lots of different birds with nice humming sounds. If you go there, we can see that. And Kokila one is known for this temple, Shanidev temple. There is a big entrance and a big deity on the road. Then when we go to that entrance, we'll enter the Shanidev temple. So this is the temple. And this is the deity. Every Saturday, if we go, like so many people, close to 20,000, like that, devotees, I mean, people will be there doing Shanidev Puja. And we ourselves know, maybe when we were small, our parents would many times say, we will, anything bad is happening, we are not studying well, this. Any reason they would just do this worship of Shanidev. They will go and give some the oil, right? And the oil is mustard oil. We will see why they are worshipping Shanidev with mustard oil also. There is a reason. So this is the deity. Lots of oil. Yeah, we'll see why. So this is 3 kilometers from Nandagaon. And what happens is, Nanda Maharaj was celebrating Krishna's birthday. Then for that birthday, so many people were invited. Sages were coming. Then demigods were coming to see Krishna. Then Nanda Maharaj sees Shanidev coming. And Shanidev is black and, you know, he's not there. So then Nanda Maharaj will say, no, please don't come. If you come, because we are all scared of Shani, we don't want Shani to enter, right? So Nanda Maharaj says that, please don't come. If you come, then nobody will stay. They all will leave. So please don't come like that. He will be saying, Nanda Maharaj. Then when Nanda Maharaj says that, Shanidev will really feel very upset. Shanidev will feel very sad. Then when Shanidev feels sad, Krishna, obviously, he doesn't want his devotees. Shanidev is also working for Krishna, right? He's also a devotee of Krishna. He's also a demigod. So then Krishna will be thinking he wanted to give his darshan to Shanidev. So what he will do, he will go to Yashoda Maya and he will say, Maya, Maya, you know what? Yesterday night I got a bad dream. I got a nightmare. Then Yashoda Maya will ask, what happened? She will say, I got a go like a ghostly. He will say, I got a ghostly person in my dream. He's like blackish and he was saying, I will eat you. Because your mother is not, worshipping me. I am at Kokilavan, but she never worshipped me. I'm going to eat you. Then Yashoda Maya immediately next day, she will hold Krishna and she will take him to Shanidev Mandir at Kokilavan. That is how Shanidev got the darshan of Lord Krishna. And why he is worshipped with mustard oil is, what happens is, one time Shanidev thinks that he is the greatest. And what will he do? He will go and he will challenge Hanuman. And Hanuman is very busy meditating. We know he always meditates on Ram Nam. Then
Rama.
Ram Nam, names of Ram. Then when Shanidev goes, he'll be challenging. Come on, let's fight. But Hanuman says, I'm busy, doing my meditation. Don't disturb me. But Shanidev is not listening and he keeps challenging. So Hanuman, what will he do? He will tie Shanidev with his tail, and he will make it even more tighter and more tighter and more tighter. Then, Hanuman is a monkey, right? So he'll be going here, he'll be going there with the Shanidev, and Shanidev is like, oh, it's pain. And finally, I feel say, please, sorry, release me, release me. Then, when Hanuman releases, Shanidev's body is full sore and he will get pain everywhere. Hanuman will massage his body with mustard oil. So that's why Shanidev is worshipped with mustard oil. And one time Shanidev and Lakshmi will have an argument, like who is greatest amongst both of them. Lakshmi says, I am great. Shanidev says, I am great. Then
Shanidev has a bull or a cow.
they both will go to Narada Muni. Then Narada Muni, first Shanidev will go and ask, who is great? Who do you think is great, me or Lakshmi? Then Narada Muni says, no, who is great amongst the demigods? He asks. Then Narada Muni says, you are great. Shanidev comes out and Lakshmi Devi goes in. Then she will ask, who is great in the demigods? Then Narada Muni will say, you are great. Then after coming out, they will understand that he said great to both of them. Then they get confused and they ask, like, why did you say that? Then Narada Muni says that while going, Shanidev is the best. But while coming, Lakshmi Devi is the best. So that is one pastime about Shanidev.
Also, Mataji, one thing about Hanumanji and Shanidev, when Shanidev tries to, bother Hanumanji and he did not get anything, means when we have like Vakradrishti, like glance of Shanidev, and they have difficult time. But Hanumanji did not have any difficult time, and Shanidev bowed down to him, and he said on Saturday, it's like when somebody worships Hanuman, he will not have problem with me. It's Shanidev. So that's why people worship Hanumanji also on Saturday, and Shanidev also on Saturday.
Thank you, Mataji. I didn't know that. Thank you. I will add that in my slide also. Okay, next we will come to the place called Baten. So this Baten is, this word is derived from Baitak. We know Baitak is the sitting place, right? We have seen Nanda Baitak in a couple of places. So then, but here in this village, there like in the Baten village, there are two Batens. One is Chota Baten and one is Bada Baten. So Bhakti Ratnakar explains that originally,
Baitan.
Baten, sorry, Mataji, Baten. I
Baitan
don't know.
like a sitting the who Krishna was sitting there, so it's like a baton.
Baten, okay. So then you're seeing here Krishna is sitting by himself. There is no Balaram with him. Many pictures we see Krishna and Balaram sitting together. So why we will see actually, because what happened is one time Krishna, one time Krishna will be complaining to mother Yashoda, just not complaining. You know how like small children will say, Abhaya did this, or brother might say, no, the sister did this. No, they will be just telling what has happened, right? So one day, this is described in Vrajabhumi Mohini, that this pastime. So Krishna says to Yashoda, Maya, 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 do you know that Balaram killed a donkey? Then actually Yashoda Maya doesn't pay much attention also, because Balaram is very strong. So she doesn't pay that much attention, and he'll be explaining like how Balaram killed the donkey. He explains everything. Then what happens? Balaram overheard from another room. Then Balaram gets angry, like how, you know, it's like a sweet pastime. It's not that really he gets angry, like how some our kids also it happens, right? So they're like, how can Krishna say this? So he will say, from tomorrow onwards, I'm not going to talk to Krishna. I am going to go by myself, and he is going to go by himself. So, and then next day, Balaramji goes by himself, and he will sit on a different place. And Krishna goes, and Krishna sits on a different place. So that is our two different, like Chota and Bada. Chota one is the place where Krishna sat, and Bada is where Balaram sat. So that's how we have these two. And the place where Balaramji was sitting, we have a small Dauji temple, like how all the Vrindavan deities, in Vrindavan, most like almost all the deities of Balaram are blackish complexion. So here also we have that deity. So we are crossing.
Krishna, Balaram was in so much in love with Krishna, so he takes the form of Krishna, like a blackish form.
Yeah,
that's how the deities are black there.
Yeah, he's always meditating on Krishna's
path. Always in Krishna's love.
Yeah, and then this place, we know, we were discussing about Sanatan Goswami, that how he traveled from every village to village, he will keep traveling, and all the villages love Sanatan Goswami. They discuss their problems, and Sanatan Goswami even tells that what seed to plant, how to plant, how your crop is, like, did your daughter come to home, did she deliver a nice baby? So just very nicely he would talk, and you know, everybody would share his problems. And he also stopped at this place. When he stopped at this place, the villagers knew that he stays there only for a night. Then the next day, they were just pleading him, please don't go, please stay. They were requesting him. They'll say, like, you know, we will not even have our breath if you leave this place. So then Sanatan Goswami, to please all of them, he also stayed at this place. That is also mentioned in Bhakti Ratnakar. Then we have Charan Pahadi. We know we have seen Charan Pahadi in Kamyavan. So we have one more here in Kokilavan. But the speciality of Charan Pahadi in Kokilavan is, in Kamyavan we have seen only Krishna's footprints. But in here, very difficult. I didn't get one picture also. Here you'll get all the means the impressions of cowherd boys, elephant, camel, cow, peacock. We have all different impressions on the stone, on the rocks at this Charan Pahadi. And then here is one.
Was playing flute. Mataji, Krishna was playing flute, and because of that,
yes,
the rock melted and all the footprints came on the rock.
Actually, in relation to Sanatan Goswami, what happened, Sanatan Goswami, we know he has a bhajan kutir at Mansi Ganga, right? So every day he would go do Govardhan Parikrama, and he would, come back to Vrindavan. Every single day he would do. And Sanatan Goswami became old. I think he was 65 or 70 something. The age is also mentioned, but I forgot. So then he becomes old, and Krishna was feeling so bad that, you know, Sanatan Goswami every day still is coming and, you know, doing Govardhan Parikrama. Then Krishna comes like a small cowherd boy, and he will ask, like, you became old, why do you have to do this? Just stop, no need to come. But Sanatan Goswami says, no, I have to do the Parikrama. Then Krishna again, then also he plays his flute, and the rocks on the Govardhan, they melt. And Krishna gives it to Krishna reveals his identity and gives it to Sanatan Goswami, and he will say, "You can circumambulate around this Govardhan Shila where my footprints are there, rather than coming here every day." That is there at Radha Damodar Temple. So when Mataji said that they melted, I got reminded of that. Even the rocks melt for Krishna's flute sound. Yeah, and then we come to this village called Kotwan. This is actually 7 kilometers north of Kosi. So Kosi is a very, very, like, two important pastimes happened in Kosi. Even Srila Prabhupada's Leelamrita, this village, this place is mentioned. So what happened here is, one silly sweet pastime is, one time, Kosi means who is there, like Kosi, who is there. This Prabhuji was explaining. Actually, he even explained how Kosi is, who is there. It's like Sanskrit language, I didn't understand. He said, Ka Asi is who is there. So in something he was mentioning alphabets that when Ka and Asi join together, the H goes down and it becomes Kosi. I don't know how that happens, but this was the explanation. So in Sanskrit, he was saying Kosi means who is there. Then, so what happened one time, Krishna comes and he will be talking to Radharani, like teasing manner. Then Radharani from the window, he will be saying, "It's me, it's me." Then Radharani will be asking, "Kosi?" Then he will say, "It means Hari, like I am Hari." Then we sing Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa. Hari means lion, right? So Radharani will say, "Oh, lion, lion, I don't want to see lion." Mm-hmm. Then again he will say, "No, it's me, it's me." Then Radharani will say, "Kosi?" Then he will say, "I am Shri Hari." "Oh, then that's the name of a monkey. Oh, you're a monkey. You will steal all our stuff. I don't even want to come out and see." Again, he will say, "No, it's me. I am Shyam Sundar." Then Radharani will say, "Oh, Shyam Sundar, that means cloud. Oh, you want to rain now? If you rain, all the householders will get lot of trouble. Why do you want to rain now? Don't rain. Go to some agriculture land somewhere and then you rain there," like that she will say. Again, he will say, then she'll ask Kosi. He will say, "I am Madhav." "Oh, Madhav means spring. Now this is the middle of winter. How come spring season will come now? I don't want to see you." Again, he will say, "I'm Madhusudan." "Oh, bumblebee, you will going to sting us. I don't want to see you." Then he will finally say, "I am Krishna." Then she will say, "Oh, black snake. No, you will bite me. Please don't come." So like that funny conversation, whatever Krishna is saying, Radharani will, break it down. So that is one pastime at Kosi. And another pastime is once when Srila Prabhupada was at Allahabad, he will come to know that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had come on a Vrajamandal Parikrama. So Prabhupada wanted to meet his Guru Maharaj, and then he will come. That was in the year 1932, and he will come. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj was at this place. At Kosi, and he will come, Prabhupada will come, and there was an announcement that was made saying that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj is going to give a lecture in the evening. In the meantime, if anybody wants to stay, you can stay. Otherwise, you can go visit Sesha Sai Temple, which we will see next. So then Prabhupada was thinking, why should I, Sesha Sai Temple, I can see anytime, but I will not get a chance to see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur often. So he will stay back and he will eagerly hear the lecture what his Guru Maharaj has given. Then in fact, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj has mentioned that he observed the eagerness of Abhay Charan, who was Srila Prabhupada. Like he did mention one time that he's so eager to hear, and that is very, very impressed. And he said that he got impressed by that quality of Srila Prabhupada. So we should also pray that at this place that we will also be eagerly listening to our Gurudev with submissiveness. We'll be eagerly listening to Srila Prabhupada and all the parampara. That prayer we can make here at Kosi. And then we'll come to Sesha Sai. Sorry, I didn't keep title. So what happened at the Sesha Sai temple? Sesha Sai is, we'll see a nice Garbhodaka Shai Vishnu deity there. Then what happened here? One time Krishna, one time Krishna was supposed to come to like the Rasa dance. Then he came late. So the gopis were upset and the gopis were asking like, Krishna, why are you late? Then Krishna says, you know, there is, I think Surya Rishi, I forgot the name of the Rishi, but there was a Rishi and he was sitting on the bank of the ocean of yogurt. And he was doing his austerities there. And because of the cool breeze, the greasiness, the foam of the yogurt had come and, you know, it stuck on, it came on the rocks where this Rishi was sitting. And because it was very greasy, he fell in the ocean of yogurt. And he said, then he was calling me for help. So I went to help him. And anyways, because I went all the way till there, I thought I'll go and seek Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu. And I saw Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu and I came. Then gopis will not believe. Gopis were saying, "Ha, you are a liar. You always say all these things." Then immediately Krishna will say, "Oh, you will not believe me?" Then he will call Balaram and he will say, Balaram, you know, he will give an indication to Balaram and Balaram becomes Anantasesh. And immediately Krishna will become Narayana and he will be sleeping on the Anantasesh. Then Lakshmi, then Radharani is like all the Lakshmis come from Radharani. Then Radharani feels all the ecstasy and she will jump into that scene and she will be pressing Krishna's lotus feet, massaging Krishna's lotus feet. So that picture also is there in Seshasai temple. Actually, Seshasai is very, very quiet place, not much known. But yeah. So then here in the Seshasai temple complex, there is a lake called Kshirasagar, like we know Kshirasagar ocean, right? So it is non-different from that. The one we have, the Kshirasagar lake here near Seshasai temple is believed to be non-different from the Kshirasagar ocean. And what happened was during the Mughal attack, the Seshasai deity was thrown in the Kshirasagar Kund. Actually, the villagers also explain sometimes in a year, the lake will become like whitish, milky whitish. It becomes like the milk color. So then when they threw it in the Mughals attack, the Seshasai deity was thrown in the lake, right? Then one time near to this village, there was one Brahmana. He had a desire to go to Puri. So it is almost 1500 kilometer parikrama. He wanted to do a Dandavat parikrama. And we know how they do Dandavats, right? They do Dandavats. They keep a stone near, like they keep a stone and again start from there, do Dandavats, again keep a stone with the hand, again start. So it's very, very difficult to do Dandavat parikrama. Govardhan is almost 22 kilometers. That itself takes long time. But this Brahmana wanted to do all the way till Puri. Then he came to this place where Seshasai Lake, this Kshirsagar Lake is there. And he will stop there. He will take his bath. Then the local villagers will give him some food. He will do Madhukari. He stayed there that night. And in that night, in his dream, you know, Vishnu will come. And he will say that, "Oh, my heart is paining so much to see you taking so much trouble. Why do you have to go all the way to Puri? I am right here in the Kshirasagar Kund. Tomorrow morning when you go to take bath, just go a little bit down and, you know, just go a little bit deeper and you will see something hard. And you call the villagers and bring me out." So the next day morning, this Brahmana will do the same. He will just go slowly and he will see that something hard thing touching. And then he will call the villagers. They will bring him out. And then that worship was established again. So that was the pastime of Seshasai deity. And we'll see nice paintings in the temple with all natural minerals. All the nice pastimes are depicted. And close to this place, it's the name is Paigram. I think, yeah, Paigram. But there is one beautiful pastime. So there was one young boy and he lost his parents very early. So he went to Himalayas and in the Himalayas, he found a guru. And the guru said, "There is no need to do anything. You just go back to Vrindavan and take care of cows." And he was taking care of the cows. And he lived almost 200 years. And he would, you know, worship he nicely, by just serving cows, he developed a lot of devotion to Lord Sri Krishna and Srimati Radharani. So he's like a yogi, right? They have lots of matted hair And one day he will be going to pluck flowers for Srimati Radharani. For the worship he will, for Krishna and Radharani worship, he will just go to collect the flowers. And because he had the matted hair, there was a thorny creeper which grows in Vrindavan so widely. So that creeper, his hair gets stuck in the creeper. And when the hair gets stuck in the creeper, so many will come to help him. But he will say, no, no, for whom I was coming to collect flowers, they only should come and, help me. So then finally, Radharani and Sri Krishna only will come and take the entanglement and leave him free. That's one just pastime that I heard, just wanted to share. That also happened in this village. So that's all about today's parikrama, Mataji. We can see day 21 and 22 tomorrow.
Yes, Mataji. Tomorrow we will do that.
Yes, Mataji.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Very wonderful.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Vaishya Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo
Namo Namaha.
अनंत कोटि कृष्ण
की जय।